Christ in the creation mentally, in the Christianity. So give up your wild goose chasing habit and collect and concentrate all your might to progress in this line, to try to go to the temple of love, divine. What's the time?
9:15.
Gaur Hari. Risk. Background of risk, that also enhances more a necessary part of the highest form of love, to risk the so-called achievement. What is the achievement? Standard of so much so-called purity ever found in this world, at the risk of that, the quest of love divine, that is, that commands the highest position. Very carefully that should be taken. The line of Newton, the greatest noir of everything, he says, that I know nothing. That is the way. As much as one is the mist of purity, so much he thinks that I am impure. That is the nature of infinite measurement. Measurement. Because the charm is so infinite, it cannot but be estimated in that way. More they achieve, the more they thirst, more earnestness. Realization towards infinite is of that characteristic. As much as one can progress, so much he thinks himself to be helpless to go farther or measure. It does not come into the plane of measurement. Nothing. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Oh, he's all. Mukam karuti vachal angum langhayati girim yat kripa tam aham vande. We cannot understand, we cannot find ourselves qualified to give any expression about that, so we become dumb. What shall I get? What shall I say? But he makes us say to open our mouth. Otherwise, the reader, the knower, he becomes dumb, a bona fide searching person becomes dumb with his ways. Cannot give any expression to that. But the power from high comes to make him give some statement. In that way, the truth from that power comes here. Mukam karuti bhacharam. They begin to say, give vent to their feeling, pressed by the higher entity. Pangung langhayati girim. He has got no power of his own that he can walk, but his wonderful power can help him to cross the mountain. Yat kripa. This is the nature of the grace of the Almighty, of the Akshara. By his power, everything can move, live. Yatu vayumani jayanti jenu jatani jivanti yat pajanti avisham vishanti. The cause of production, the cause for for sustenance. Production, sustenance, and again withdrawal. Evolution, and the dissolution, and the sustenance in the middle. The prime cause, the universal cause. Yadava imani bhutani jayant jena jatani jivanti jat pajanti avishang vishanti. Pajanti avishang vishanti. Twice, this is repetition. Superficially, repetition. Yat paryanti, towards whom gone avisham vishanti, and finally enters. At the time of dissolution, that is, Sister Sanghar, everything disappears into it is subtle existence at the wholesome dissolution of this world. But again, with the evolution, they come out. And Avisham Vihanti, they enter into the Leela, permanent Leela. They do not come back into this world of exploitation in the United States. Tantam-ditam-jikkhāsa-sa-vijikkhāsa-sa. Enquire after him. What do you do? Make inquiry where you are. Where you are. And the inquiry must have such broad form. And making inquiry always. But what type of thing? But give a widest sweep of your inquiry, where you are. Who are you? Where you are? How you have to go? This is our dire necessity for our own purpose. We can't avoid. And that inquiry continued, we come to this level of thought. Brahma Paramatma Bhagavan. The Bhagavan inquiry, that is the highest search for Sri Krishna reality, the beauty. A natural necessity within us for our own interest, can't avoid. A sane man, a man who does not want to deceive him, he can't avoid search for Krishna for his own best benefit. The most general thing of our nature. To inquire for happiness, Rasu Visho. Inquire for our best comfort. This is the general question. This should be the only question of the whole animation. Search for Krishna. Searching for the highest form of ecstasy. Read and cry. What have I done? What is my necessity and how I am passing my days? Repent. Cry. I have passed my days uselessly. I am a traitor to my own self. I am committing suicide. I am going to commit suicide. Complain against yourself and your so-called friends. We have nothing to do here. Read and cry. Do or die. Progress in the right way. Or you are inviting your death. The general tenor of life, of all existence will be this. In the most scientific way, search for Sri Krishna reality, the beauty. That is the ever found highest goal of humanity, not only, but all the nation. Then, I'm all. All problems are combined here. All problems. They are all harmonized. All the problems. So no complaint against this attempt can be normal. Deviation from this general instruction, the general call, all false, unnecessary, and evil doing, what is this, injurious. So this is the truth, the necessity, of every one, wherever there is animation. The most generalized march, call for such march. Most grand, extensive, and friendly call to the all, to the whole of the world, the only call, march towards Krishna. The only call, all should be silenced. All other topics should be silenced, should be stopped. And only if this call remains, the real welfare of the world remains. Everything remains. Tasmin jati sarvamidam vijnanam tasmin prapti sarvamidam praptam bhavati tadvijish. So comprehensive call. Gaur hari. Now sectarianism is here. Apparently, it may be thought sectarian by the abnormal thinking. But every normal thinking that is the most general, universal thing you are dealing with. Sarva Parama Krishna, march towards divine domain. Universal march towards divine domain. Save yourself, back to home. Back to God, back to Godhead. Call. Back to home. We are quarreling in the foreign land, for 50 years again. Save them and take them all home. Only by the grace of that absolute it is possible to a certain extent. The wheel coming from there to take us home. Home knowing man can only give us such news and can take us there, the home-knowing man. So the call comes from the home. The origination of this call is from the home. I close here. What's the time? 9? Vidai Gaur Hari Gaur Nandati Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupad Ki Jai Sradeshi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai Vatyasma Varsa Nidai Sridat Pahala Pashu Sriyatma Saranam Dishtanukam Putsayan Utpattvaika Karena Sailama Valu Lido Chilindram Jata Bibhat Gushtamapat Mahindra Madhavit Priyanu Indra Gavan. The other day I told that I should speak something about the Govardhan Girat. That day I missed. So this is the very gist of the whole narration. In this slope, the very substance has been represented. What was the matter? The whole Govardhan. Previously, at that time, the goop, the milkmen, they used to observe some sacrifice. To satisfy the king of the heaven, Indra. আগে হচ্ছে যাওয়া দরকার, তাহলে আপনিও তো যাবেন, তো সেই জন্য সেটি ইন্দ্র দি কিং অফ হেভেন এট হুজ কমান্ড দি এয়ার দি ক্লাউডস অ্যান্ড আদার সাটল এলিমেন্টারি পাওয়ারস ইজ সাপোজ টু বি কমান্ডেড বাই ইন্দ্র দি কিং অফ হেভেন. And the Gopo, their main wealth is cow. And the food of the cow is mainly the grass. And in that part of the land, only rain can produce grass. And the grass can come only by the rain. So they used to satisfy the subtle power who is supposed to be at the command of the natural subtle. Substances. And by satisfying him, the favorable rain will come and there will be grass remains and the cow will graze easily and they may get milk profusely, and that is their living occupation. Different preparations from the milk and to sell that and then to earn their livelihood. So sometimes from one forest they have to change to another forest. When the grazing ground is finished, then they used to change their position. Sometimes in Vrindavan, sometimes in Nandagram, sometimes Gokul, they are wandering. Only for the purpose of grass. Order for the cows. So in first we find that Nanda Maharaj was in Gokul. Then again find sometimes in Vrindavan. Then again find sometimes in Nandagram. Only for the grazing purpose. The Devi Varshati, when Krishna he wanted to assert himself in his own way, to modify. In other words, he wanted to discover his own dham, Vrindavan, to put it in its pristine glory. So, your boy, he was supposed to be an extraordinary boy, a boy of extraordinary capacity. So, Sattahayana, 7 years old, Krishna only. But in Padma Purana we find that the special personality, their development, their growth is 1.5 than ordinary standard. So Saptahayan, Ashtahayan are daily 1.5. That sort of growth we expect generally from an uncommon personality. It is mentioned in Padma. So Saptahayana, Saddhaya, Saradasa are 11 in general age. But that boy announced that why should we stop, accept the sacrifice of Indra. We have direct concern with Govardhan. Really we get order from the Govardhan. So let us worship Govardhan and not Indra. This sort of announcement she made among the groups. Anyhow, willingly or reluctantly, the group had to submit to the advice of Krishna. Yes, let us do that. Nanda Maharaj was influenced by the affection of his boy. And because he was the king, he announced that this time we shall worship Govardhan Giriraj and not Indra. And some reluctantly, some willingly, the other group, they followed Milkman. And they began the sacrifice for the Govardhan. Intimation reached Indra. A boy of special capacity has grown there, and he has taken the leadership, and he has stopped my sacrifice, for a long time it is the usage of the gopas to sacrifice in my favor, and that one boy, he is the cause of stopping my sacrifice. Then he was very much enraged and ordered that the clouds and the wind and the electricity, that is the lightning, all these elements, they are supposed to be personified. Here also, I like to sense something that in ancient days, the Aryans, the Arya Rishi, they used to see everything as person. Their behavior, conduct, was such that they saw and thought everything around him, the creeper, the tree, all person. Person, according to karma, is wandering through these species. So all person. And I also told when that our Swarup Damodar, he asked me that Guru Maharaj told me to crush the the fossil theory, how it is possible. I advised him on the basis of Bartley theory. Whatever we think, really it is a part of our consciousness. And part of consciousness means person. Part of consciousness, that is person, Chetan. So everything is such. Then the wind, we think it is an inanimate object, but it was thought in the Vedic line, no, it is person, the lightning, all person. Whatever we consider to be element today, matter, gross and the subtle, all had consideration of personality. Devi Varsati, then when Indra commanded that go and devastate the whole Gokula, they have insulted me, they have rejected my closed my worship and worshipping that is that mountain, that hill, Govardhan. I can't tolerate this insult. You go and devastate the land. By the order of Indra, who is the master, supposed master of all the higher subtle elements, Devi Varsati, heavy rain began to fall. Yajna Viplavarusha, and backed by the anger which came from the stoppage of the sacrifice of the higher elements, Yajna Viplavarusha, how Vajrasma Varsha Nidai. Vajra means thunder, Asma means hail, Vajrasma Varsha, rain, Anilish and storm. Hail, storm, heavy rain and thunder. Simultaneously they attacked the whole of Vrajamandal. Varsati Yajna Viplavarusha Vajrasma Varsha Anilai Shidat Pado Pashusti Atma Saranam. And consequently, the whole Vrajavasi, they are thrown into a great disaster. Shidat, the application, the pain, in general, came down there, affliction, misery. Pālo Pashu, the animals, and the protector of the animals, Pālo, Gopālo, who maintained the animals, Pālo Pashu, Stiya, the women, Pālo Pashu, Srirat, Pālo Pashu, Sriyatma Saranam, then they had no other alternative but to take refuge to Krishna. They all came for Krishna, to Krishna for their relief. Now what to do? You have influenced us to stop the sacrifice meant for Indra, and the vindictive Indra, he has begun to afflict us in this heavy way. How can I live? Please, please make an arrangement for our life. Striyatma Saranam, they all came to him for protection. Atma Saranam, Dishtanukam Putsayam, seeing this, he had much pity, Krishna was pitiful on them. Atma Saranam, Dishtanukam Putsayam, and smiled a little. They have all come to me for relief. Sangvik. Dishtanu kompi utsayan, no? Smiling. Sayan. Utpattarika karina sailama balulida. Only with one hand he took the mountain up. A very simple thing. Only with one hand, single hand. He uprooted the hill. Utpatyo karena. How? Lilo Chrindram Jatha, just as a boy. He deals with his play ball. Chrindram. Chrindram means ball of a child. The Lilo Chirindram, the play ball, with the ball with which the child plays, just like that. Very easily he took up the heavy mountain up. Utpatyaiko karena shoyla abalo, a boy infant, Lilo Chirindram jatha. As a boy, as a child, he lifts his play ball, just like that he took out. Lidachirin, Saidamabaru, Lidachirin. Bibhrat Gushtamapat. And holding that up, he gave protection to all those who are living in that Gokula. The men, women, cow, their luggage, baggages, everything. Or any bullocks, everything. They took protection under that hill. Bibhrat Shailam Apat Mahan, Bibhrat Lila Chirindram Jatha Bibhrat Shailanaki Shailamavalu Lila Chirindram Jatha Bibhrat Gushtam Apat. The whole Gushtha, that those that deals with cows, the whole camp was given shelter under that hill. Bibhrat Gushtam Apat. Bibhrat Goshtamabhat, Mahendra Madhuhit, and thereby he disarmed or he crushed the pride of the great king of heaven. Goshtamabhat, Mahendra Madhuhit, he gave protection as well as crushed the pride of the Lord of Heaven, Mahendra Madhavit, Priyanna Indra Ugavan. And that Lord of the cows, such Lord of the cows, let him be satisfied, will be propitiated with us. Mahendra Madhavit, Priyanna, let him be propitiated with us. Indra Gavan, who is he? He is also Indra, master of the cows. the simple position, the Rakhal Raj, the cow boy, the keeper of the cows. Superficially, he is a mere cowboy. Let that sort of cowboy, who within him holds the whole power of controlling the whole universe of our conception. Apparently cowboy, but really he is the controller of the universe. Mahendra Madhavit, let him appreciated, satisfied with us, that cowboy. We want to worship that cowboy, the king of the cows, in a humble position, in this way. That is Govardhan. Govardhan, then when it is also described, when the Vrajavasi, they worshipped him, sacrificed for his satisfaction, they saw that Govardhan also spreading one hand, he is taking the thing and feeding himself. And the Krishna pointed out, you see, you thought that it is only a material heap of stone? No. It is living, it is God. You see. So he thought that that is also an extended self of Krishna Govardhan. We are told that Radha Kunda is the extended position of Radharani. And the Govardhan, that is the extended self of Krishna himself. So you are not to look so Giriraj. We worship a part of Giriraj. The part of the infinite is infinite. So a pebble as our ordinary vision, but that is the part of the infinite. Is infinite. That was our, in our material vision, it is a piece of stone, but its possibility, its possibility is infinite. It is there. In the general sense, Einstein, if in his law of relativity has announced that anything is that thing plus something more. Studio. Something more. But the possibility, prospect. It is not standstill in his scientific way, he says. But we also want to continue, reduce this to infinite. What is seen by our senses, that is not limited to that conception of our senses. It may be its possibility, its probability is added to that. Our vision, estimation of anything is limited. But its prospect may be unlimited, unknown, no limitation. We do not know even what is the what possibility is a particle of sand may have. A creeper, a leaf of a creeper, what sort of possibility is there, we do not know. In medicinal purpose, in some